Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome, citizens, to Season 2, Episode 5 of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. Before we begin today's broadcast, we would like to wish our listeners happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and have a joyous Founding Week. We'd like to thank every one of our listeners for your continued support. We'd also like to extend a special thanks to Dax Haverlack and Zach Israel. If you are feeling particularly generous this holiday season and have enjoyed our show thus far, please consider subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/libertypodcast. We love creating our broadcast, and every patron truly helps us create better content for future shows. We have a lot of stories to tell, and we hope that through our Patreon, we are able to bring them all to life for you. If you enjoy the show and would like to assist us in a different way, please visit our iTunes page and leave us a positive rating and review. Help others learn the joys of liberty. It's that time of the year again, citizens. Time to send in your questions and inquiries to our broadcast so we can include them in our Q&A episode at the end of our season. You can give us your questions and comments by sending us an email at thelibertycomic@gmail.com, reaching out to us on Facebook at facebook.com/libertyendures, or by adding a question to our Q&A post in the subreddit r/libertyendures. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story may contain content some listeners may find disturbing. So stay tuned, and remember, Atreus endures.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Thank you. Oi, Talesman.
You gotta wake. Boss is in nerves and we gotta get going.
It's you. What are you doing here?
I'm on the outgang tonight with you. Come on. Boss is waiting and he is crazy tonight.
Yes, okay. Just, let me grab my items.
Transferred to something far less desirable than the current. Now go, go, and don't bother me again until your little trifle is dealt with.
Awake at last, my talesman. Tonight is a night. A night, indeed. One for the record, for the tales. We wait only briefly now. Bats will be back momentarily.
Your enthusiasm certainly points towards something in need of documentation, but it appears I am rather uninformed on the upcoming events.
Things have been in the works, dear talesman. Plans have been made, orders sent out, and much of it is still to be done, but everything is leading me, us, towards our goal. The punks are rising in the south, my talesman, and every nightfall brings new victories.
Will you tell me? If so, I can document the rise as a tale of your grandeur.
As you should.
So, what of it?
Here comes Bads. We can get going. I can inform you of some along the way, talesman, but for now, we need to get moving.
Where are we headed?
Tonight, we meet a goddess.
A goddess?
We go to see Baal.
How, punk? Stop your mouth. Gotta pull down the ill luck on us.
This Baal, she is a goddess of luck?
Talesman, hush it. Don't say it or she hear ya. She ain't a goddess of luck. More like
war. Baal is the leader of a gang here in the south, the Skull Clackers. They are who we're going to meet with tonight. To arrange a deal.
But how does she warrant being called a goddess?
She is a force of power, of brute strength and pure violence. She inspires the acts of viciousness, cruelty, and hatred that drive her people towards the greatest vile actions of war. She is benevolent only in her action, not to care. Outsiders are either enemies, useful, or nothing.
Is it your intention to become useful to this Baal?
Yeah. We hope to become many things, useful being one of them.
And what is the plan? How will seven punks walking to her entice her to action?
Because while she is a goddess, word travels in the south. The Skull Clackers are expanding, and they seek new prime territory. Territory which, through our union, we can assist her in obtaining.
The hot?
Never! No. This would be a new joint acquisition. Acquisition. I should teach that one to Boon. She would so enjoy it.
What territory do you have to trade?
Trade? I just told you it's an acquisition! Oh, just wait until we arrive. You'll see and document the whole interaction.
They expecting us, boss?
Yes, Hal, certainly. To not have sent word and gotten approval would have been suicide. I sent a runner several nights ago. The runner only came back with two fingers missing, so I'm taking that as a positive sign.
How's cutting off two fingers still nice?
She came back, didn't she? She's fine. Anyway, don't need fingers to be a runner, just fast feet. I'm positive in my proposal, and Baal seems to have expressed interest as well. This is our final meeting to solidify strategies for the coming night's acquisition.
So, what's that mean, boss?
The action is set, but this meeting with her and her skullclackers will solidify our useful alliance. We'll make it nice with us in the long time.
Hey, Bats. Boss, how long we got till we got there?
I don't know.
This acquisition, when is it to take place?
Why, that's the fun part. Everything is set. The explosives are procured. The disguises stitched. The alliance is near built, and the family is ambitious. Tomorrow, we act.
How'd you miss that, Talesman?
My fault. I've kept him dreadfully uninformed, being new and all, but he'll see the big action soon enough and have much to tell tales of, won't you, Talesman?
Others will hear of your exploits, most certainly.
Now that is what I like to hear.
Hey, how long till we get to Goddess, boss?
So impatient. Sometime. The Skullclacker territory is quite the walk. So stay on guard and keep pace.
How can I get out of this?
You can't.
There has to be a way. You can't do this.
Stop your whining and get to it. I got other problems to worry about, and you're not one of them.
This is monstrous.
It's kitchen duty. You'll live. Your northern crowd got no toughness.
You're working with me. Come on, go to the family, need their night free.
Great Archon, help me. So, is this one of those patrol or stand there silently for hours kind of jobs?
Either. Just keep eyes on the slaves and don't let anything catch too much fire.
I'd rather teach pit fighting. You know, I'd rather be pit fighting.
You know them folk are strange funny. I got a little guy following boss around. Always looks up to something.
Whatever. Where do we stand?
Anyways, really. I'll be over here. Hey, punks.
What's happening?
Hey, Molly. You guys are off. We got this for now.
Great. I got stuff to do. All's clear. Dinner's smelling nice now. So don't burn it. All right. See yous later.
Yeah. Later.
So, I'll just walk around then.
Yeah, do what you wanna.
I can get through this, no problem. Got through training, got out here. This isn't a big deal. Just don't look directly at it. Look around the bodies, not at them. Like my art teacher used to say, around, not at. Ah, Reeve, is that a tongue?
Hey, Fist.
What?
Is that you?
Oh, it's you. And Wobe. Wow, kid. Starting you early on all this.
Whatcha mean, Fist?
Call me Sev.
Sev. Nice. Short for Sever or something?
What? No, short for something else.
Nice name for a Fist, anyhow. Sev.
Reep, what are you doing here?
Getting hair.
We cut hair off of dead folk and bag it up.
Dare I ask why?
For spinning.
You know, taking hair, using a spindle, getting yarn for stuff.
That's disgusting.
We wash them, no worries.
That's not what I meant.
Gotta ask of you, Sev. What? I'll owe you another.
What was that?
Could you do a thing for me, maybe?
Oh, you want a favor. Thought you already owed me for saving Wobe from the pit.
I'm taking that on. It's my own now.
Debt. You mean it's your debt now. And what? Why? You're, what, around 9? How do you justify putting that debt on him, Karen?
It's mine, so we can have Tut back.
What is a Tut? Do I want to know?
That's my ask.
Favor. That's your favor.
Yeah, sure. I want my Tut back. Heard rumors.
Sure. Rumors, you know.
Heard rumors of an attack coming up on the con. The ones Wobe and I come from. Punk's going to con place to take it. My Tut was left there. He's a Kong ring fighter, like Pit here in the hot. Older than Wobe.
Another kid?
He's not a kid! He's 14!
Wobe. If you're going, Sev, if you're fighting, and you see him, he looks like me. Got a big scar on his back and some lip ink. If you go and see Tut, maybe you let him go. Or bring him here. He's a nice fighter. Make a better Fist, though. You'd be a nice punk. A best punk, maybe.
I don't have much, any influence on who the punks keep, but yeah. I'll keep a lookout for him if I'm on the raid team. Not that anyone told me there was a raid fight thing going on tomorrow.
We owe you, Sev. Anything we can, we owe you.
Nothing you have is worth it.
Then why do it for us?
get back to work. I have to make my rounds. How many do we need?
40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 80. Perfect. 240 bullets was the number Dizzy said, so it's the number we gotta get.
Okay, so it seems like you're done there.
All right, close the crate. One of the fists will be by to pick it up later.
If you're doing this now, does that mean that tomorrow...
Yes! So let's prep these badooms with their charges and get ready to splode!
Please don't do that.
Yeah, oops. Aight, pull up a stool. You ever set up a time-synchronized charge before?
No. Seems more like something an old gang member of mine would have been great at, though.
Well, let's make them proud. And not blow ourselves into small pieces of blood and bone. Hand me the pliers and red wire.
So, this one? This one? This one?
What you used to do, JJ?
I was a protector of the talesmen. I'm a great shot. Best eyes in the north.
If Dizzy didn't kill you, you must be. At least a bit. Hand me that screwdriver.
What? This? This isn't a screwdriver.
Okay, hand me my bent multi-tool fork screwdriver toothpicky combo.
Ugh. Take it.
So we'll have to build some new charge detonators later, but for now, I have some I built a while ago. Just need to set them in the putty.
Do you know the word prodigy?
Yeah, sure, of course. Do you? Why don't you tell me what you know it as?
Yeah, it's when a kid, or, you know, someone your age, is really exceptional at something. Not everything, but like music or math. Really, really talented.
Knew all of that. So, what's your point?
You're one of them. You have to be. What you know how to do at your age, out here in the South, I mean, it's extraordinary.
Yeah, I'm great. Got skills. Gotta work for here, gotta work there. Let's get this done. I need some me time before this job tomorrow.
Okay. I just meant you should be proud.
I am. Hand me that thing.
Here.
Done. Cover up the putty and let's get going.
Where?
The rec room, JJ.
So, what's in your rec room?
It's for all us punks, not just me.
All right, so what? Oh, so workout equipments and games and the like?
My favorites are the pots.
What?
I'll show ya. See?
You make ceramics?
Sure do. See that one? The bull? I made that one.
Oh, it's nice.
I have a piece in the kiln. Built the kiln myself when I got here. They only had spinning and working out and stuff before. I built the kiln, made plates for Dizzy. He let us keep the kiln. Now we have slaves hauling clay out of the ground in the basement, and dozens of punks make stuff. We use it for cook stuff, for bowls, cups, and stuff. Making spindles for hair, tiles, whole bunch of stuff.
Never thought about it. I guess they have to come from somewhere.
This is a cooking bowl. For meat and water and stuff.
It's nice.
Come on, I'll show you how to make a soup cup.
Sure. Wait, I have to stick my hands in that?
It's just dirt. Come on, JJ.
Yeah, okay. What do I do?
Put your foot on the pedal, then do what I do. Try to keep it even. It'll try to get away from you.
This is not too difficult. How'd you know how to do this? How did you know how to... make a kiln?
It's what I did before. Sorta. When Dizzy got me from the old gang, I was tiny. I was a worker in their mud pits, and I saw the older slaves making things from far away. Always wanted to do it. The kiln seems simple enough. Heating up the right type of mud into usable things when it's all dry. Anyways, when Dizzy and the family brought me back, I said I wanted to thank them, and I built a kiln from scrap and dug up the ground in about 8 places. Made plates, made bombs. The bombs came out better than the plates.
How did you make that?
Well, I made the casings. Make little ceramic jars, fill it with some explosive, and a fuse. Sometimes put glass in or something to up the damage. But that's how he knew. This was best. Me building what I build. What I build better than anyone. Building things that break other things. Plates don't do that, though. Plates just hold stuff.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, this is pretty neat. Looks like a little cup already.
Yeah, not too shabby.
So, tomorrow's the night for the Badoon?
Certainly is. Needs to go perfect for Dizzy. He's got great things planned for the family. For us. We can't mess this up.
What's the plan?
Follow me, do as I say, and fix the lip of your cup before it gets too thin.
Hold. Who are you?
We're the Rocket Pugs. Your leader, Bale, awaits us tonight.
She is, yeah. Go in. Don't act stupid.
Yeah. Heard Clackus pike your enemies. Now I know.
Oh, I think I knew that one. We traded guns for water tokens with him once. What was it? Well, doesn't matter now.
Are those all bone?
I would believe so. True or not, better safe than dead.
Dismiss, sly tongue leader of punks.
Bale, vicious goddess of the skull clackers.
Speak.
Tomorrow is the night of our joint attack. I am here to finalize the plan. My punks and your grand skull clackers will meet at the empty warehouse 2 blocks south of the con facility. We will provide several disguises for some clackers. We will also be in some disguises. The con facility is well protected, but with my punks and your glorious followers, we can easily surprise and overrun them with small numbers. And we have a special surprise. We will detonate both the front door and a wall in the back. We will surprise and flank them. The facility will be yours. A new place to house your growing, glorious army.
What of you?
We, the punks, want what is not nailed down. We want slaves and guns. Meal are yours for the taking. I have a plan to divert all attention from both the skull clackers and the punks. You will see no repercussion. No backfire for your actions. New territory, glorious battle, no negatives.
You will be at the warehouse.
Well, I'm not going in for the fight, so I was going to sit it out until...
You will be at the warehouse.
I will be at the warehouse.
So, my skulls get territory and any meal. You get slaves and guns. Skulls and punk meet in the warehouse at nightfall. Then go from there.
I'm a bit more into distinct planning, but seeing as how you are you, we will do this your way.
Yes.
Once the hole is blown in the back of the compound, we will need people on that side.
Send punks. Skulls attack face to face.
So it will be. Well, this seems sorted.
We will return and prepare.
New territory, glorious battle, no negatives.
Most assuredly, Great Bale.
They may go.
Boss, she's like a monster.
A goddess.
We ready for tomorrow?
I will speak with Skit regarding the plan for the surprise incursion from the back of the facility. Everything must be perfect. You heard her. New territory, glorious battle, no negatives.
There are always consequences. I'd like to see those consequences.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. Written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff. This episode features the voices of Lauren French as Decima Jallo, Travis Van Groff as Severus Jungquist, Sean Francis as Dismas, Paul Mea as Dr. Maltalokovsky, Justina Madrigal as Cairn, Christy Luce as Boom, Caitlin Buckley as Skit. Also featuring the voices of Rob Pitsley, Cap Blacker, Holly Golding, David Hubbard, Andrew Spittle, Sarah Golding, and featuring special guests David Ault as Vest and Lonnie Manila as Bale. If you have enjoyed listening to Liberty Critical Research, please consider supporting us on Patreon. This production is copyright 2016 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.